online, offline, bottom line. Sendoff.net.
Welcome back, everybody, to Sundog the Podcast. It's the show where we talk about everything related to marketing plus technology. And hopefully by the end of the show, we'll give you some information you can take to help improve your company's bottom line. I'm Lon Keller, Chief Editor here at Sundog Studios. And around the table today, we are going to be talking about social media, everything you wanted to know and things you probably didn't. And panelists, could you please tell us who you are today? We'll start with Paul.
Hi there, I'm Paul Bordeaux. I'm the Senior Software Engineer and one of the mobile experts here at Sundog.
My name is Alyssa Dahl. I am a data analyst here, and I also work with social media monitoring.
My name is Cassie Wicca, and I am the social media and marketing intern, and I work primarily with social media.
Lee Schwartz, I do account management here at Sundog, as well as sales.
Welcome, everybody. Everybody have a good night's sleep? Are you fresh, ready to go? Everyone's nodding.
Yes.
I don't believe it. I see no coffee in anybody's hands except mine. So I'll be the perky one at least for a few minutes here. Well, like I said, we're going to be talking about social media today. Every one of us here, we're probably got a Facebook account, a Twitter account. Let's go down the list a little bit here. What's your favorite ones right now and why?
I primarily use Facebook, but I'm also active on Twitter, and I use Twitter as basically an information resource to get a lot of information about articles about social media, or one of my passions is photography, so a lot of information on photography. And then I also like my favorite message management tool is Hootsuite, which I use to track links and update my statuses on both Facebook and Twitter.
I use Facebook primarily. Twitter is really not, I'm still in college and don't have a lot to say via Twitter, but when I'm at work, when I'm here at Sundog, for Sundog, I use a lot of Twitter.
I got Facebook, mostly just keep track of close friends and family and kind of a personal microphone about 8 times a day. And then Twitter is, like Alyssa said, I use it more of a news feed for articles related to social, related to the work we do here. And I also use TweetDeck to manage both of those.
And I actually was more Twitter for the longest time. Just recently, I've gotten more active on Facebook, and that's mostly because there's groups that I'm taking part in that are active on Facebook, so I'm using that as a social medium there.
Lee, you mentioned you're using Twitter more and more for news feeds. Is that where you see Twitter as a business going? It's becoming more of a national news outlet as opposed to you know Facebook, which is maybe a more personable type of social media?
Well, it can be. It's just a matter of who you're following. If you're following gurus and people within an industry, you certainly can use it as a news feed and use it as a, you know, instead of having to go out and seek articles and seek information that you might want to use or, you know, write a blog about, perhaps, the news actually will come to you. And it's just a matter of who you're following, how many people you're following. You know, you can get to the point, though, where there's so many social media gurus out there or people who claim to be that you can overwhelm yourself with information as well. So it's really just a matter of who you're following. You can really build that following list and tailor it to the kind of information you want to receive each day.
To just build off Lee a little bit, I think each social network can be used in a different light depending on your personal taste and what you want to do. If you want to use it as your social strategy to get information and follow news articles, you can use Twitter in that aspect. Otherwise, if you just want to follow your close friends, you can use it that way too, or some people use it to follow celebrities all the time.
I actually do that. I follow a lot of athletes on Twitter. I think it's a fun way to see what they're doing. So it's not so much a news feed for me as you know, an addiction. So
is Twitter becoming more of a business tool than Facebook is? I mean, most businesses, if they have a Twitter account, they also are also doing Facebook. But as far as learning more about a business or a celebrity or the news of the day, which one would you turn to first? Would you turn to their Twitter feed or their Facebook information?
To find industry trends, I would definitely turn to Twitter to look up information and find articles happening right now in real time in the world related to that industry. So I would go with Twitter. A lot of people do the same updates in Twitter as they do in Facebook. And so that just depends on their social strategy. And you can find some of the information in Facebook, but it's a lot easier, I find, to find it in Twitter.
I agree with Alyssa for the most part. I think if you're going to follow an entire industry, I think Twitter is the way to go because you can easily follow many more people. But if I'm going to follow one particular business, let's just say it's a local business, I think it's a lot easier to follow that one business on Facebook because there's more visual there. You get the same update on Facebook and Twitter more or less, but you can actually see the link. You can see the menu. You can see whatever they're trying to show you instead of just the 140-character tweet you get from Twitter.
I also like following businesses and industry trends in Twitter because I find that if I follow all these businesses and industries in Facebook, then it starts to clog up my newsfeed of my family and friends that I really do care about of what they're doing. Whereas as far as Twitter, it's just kind of a filter and it keeps going in the newsfeed. So,
Lee, if you're recommending a social media strategy to clients, it sounds like you would promote Facebook first.
Well,
because of their, more multimedia capabilities built right within.
Yeah, and I think it's, when we talk about working with businesses, we talk about building a community and really kind of connecting and having a personality to your business online. And so I think it's easier to do that so far on Facebook. I certainly think Twitter can be a nice complement to that, and Twitter can be used on its own as well. But I do think when you're trying to make that connection and you're trying to build that community, I think it's easier to use Facebook because of the visual elements and because more people are on Facebook right now.
It also depends on what the goals are of that company and what they want to get out of these social networks and which one's more beneficial for them. So kind of take a broader approach and see where the conversation is about their company, and there could be a different strategy for Twitter versus Facebook.
Alyssa, you talked about you used Hootsuite. It's sort of a central repository for all your social media. Can you dive deep a little bit into that and explain what Hootsuite does for you?
Yeah, Hootsuite is just a message management tool that you can link up to your social networks. So you can just type in one message in Hootsuite and it filters out to all of your social networks and updates them. The thing I love about Hootsuite is it also, you can track your links. So you can see who is actually clicking on the messages that you're putting out using their link shrinking tool. And then it's just an easier way of organizing everything into one database. You can see all your news feeds. You can see everybody who's talking to you and your messages. Cassie uses Hootsuite too. Do you have anything else you like about it?
I liked having my personal on there along with Sundog. It just pulls everything together. You can put all your updates all together. I have one tab where it has actually all my updates for Cast the Intern accounts all in one. I really enjoy that aspect of it. And the keyword, you can put in keyword searches and find. I could type in, for example, Tiger Woods, and it would bring up everything about Tiger Woods for me, which is really nice. I enjoy that keyword search.
Lee uses the tool TweetDeck a little bit. So what do you like about that?
Well, I like it. It really helps manage my Twitter account because I follow about 2,100 people on Twitter, and it's if I didn't have TweetDeck to use, I would be getting the newsfeed from 2,100 people, 2,000 which I don't know. So it does allow me to follow those 2,100 people, again, which are some of gurus, things like that, of the industry that I want to follow. But it also allows me in a second column to filter out the 100 or so people I want to make sure that I see tweet each day.
And too, in these tools, before the list feature came out in Twitter, it was a great way to organize groups, and now you can do that in Twitter through the list group. So that's been really beneficial, and we've seen a lot of positive interaction with that.
Lee, I sent you a link the other day to another aggregate product called Radian 6. Have you had a chance to take a look at that anymore, and can you tell us what Radian 6 potentially could do for a business?
Well, I think it's not unlike the TweetDeck and some of these other ones that help you kind of manage your accounts. And if you have, for instance, TweetDeck, Hootsuite, same way. If you have Facebook accounts, you have Twitter accounts, you have personal and business accounts that you're managing all at the same time, it really allows you to almost sit there and play air traffic controller for all the messages that are going in and out of those systems. And I think
pretty much real time for that one?
Right. Yeah, they all, I think, almost all of them are in real time. And I think it's, there are some limits to, with Twitter developing this API, where you're only allowed to send out so many messages at a time. It is somewhat limited, but really I don't think any business is going to have a big problem with only being able to send out a tweet every minute or so. It's more of a kind of an emergency procedure to have to deal with sending out a lot of outgoing messages at the same time.
So I would say if you have one account, I don't know how beneficial it would be to set up a Hootsuite or TweetDeck unless you want to track your tweets or your posts in Facebook. However, if you have multiple accounts, these message management tools are a great way to kind of combine and the interaction and keep it all organized.
Do all four of you get your updates more from your mobile devices, or do you find yourself using social media more on laptops, desktops?
I tend to do more on mobile. If I want to respond, I use my laptop for that.
I do all of mine on my computer. I don't have internet on my phone yet, so I kind of like to
Why are you here?
I kind of like to keep it separate right now, but I'm sure I'll get it soon, so...
I do everything via laptop. I don't have internet as well.
Should we go, Cassie?
I would say I'm probably 50-50, but I am running the same thing Alyssa mentioned earlier, that when you follow a lot of pages and groups on Facebook, those pages and groups of businesses tend to overwhelm your feed. And on when you go to your actual Facebook page via your laptop, et cetera, you can actually hide those so you don't see them. You're still seeing your friends' updates, which is really what you want to use Facebook for, at least that's what I want to use Facebook for. But on my phone, it does not filter those out. So a lot of times I'll go to my Facebook feed via my BlackBerry, and all I'm seeing is business after business after business updates. So I've actually gone through now and kind of filtered out some of those businesses I was following because, it, like I said, it will overwhelm your BlackBerry. Same with Twitter, too. But on Twitter, again, I'm using TweetDeck to follow the people I want to see the most. And since I don't have TweetDeck on my BlackBerry, when I go to my Twitter feed via my BlackBerry, all I'm getting is, you know, all those 2,100 people I'm following at the same time. So it's not certainly not as valuable on the BlackBerry for me as it is sitting on my laptop or using TweetDeck to manage those.
Some of the new operating systems, like the iPhone, has several applications out there that are very similar to TweetDeck, and Android, I think, actually has a TweetDeck plugin that you can put on Android itself. It makes it a lot easier to watch on mobile. But yeah, if you're working on a BlackBerry or some other smartphone that you don't have that capability, it's definitely overwhelming.
Yeah, I mentioned in a blog earlier that, I mean, like I said, on Twitter, I'm following about 2,000 people. On Facebook, I'm following about 250 people. I mean, that's like being the mayor of a small town, really. There's just so much there to manage now that you almost, having a tool like Hootsuite or TweetDeck has almost become a necessity.
We are seeing the trends for mobile activity definitely increasing throughout the year, and people are updating their statuses and posting messages through their mobile phones. So, I mean, it is definitely something that is common, but there are some people out there who aren't using their phones yet.
You mentioned earlier that a lot of us use Twitter as sort of a news feed to catch, you know, the headlines of the hour. How dangerous is that? How dangerous is that becoming? Because anyone, you know, well, let's say, for example, the recent earthquakes in Chile. Everyone was with a Twitter account down there was posting, you know, what was happening, and the world was watching via Twitter. And you watch the nightly news, and I mean, they will literally put up the tweets of what people are saying as quote unquote a reliable news source. And for me, you know, I have a little bit of a background in journalism. I worked for a television news station for quite a while, and the rule was, okay, you get the source of information, but then you verify it before it goes out on the air. Now it's just, as soon as it's on Twitter, that's it. It's lock solid. It's true. To me, I see a danger in that. Is that a legitimate concern?
For me, I see it as more of a conversation trend happening, and they're showing what people out there are talking about, not only CNN, because they have a news feed, but then also ordinary people like you and me and what we're posting about, for example, the Fargo flood. You can search Fargo flood and all of the information about what's going on, and you can see all the volunteers tweeting. You can see everything that's happening right now in real time associated with the flood. It's pretty cool, I think.
I think we have to be careful when we walk the line of bringing new media into journalism, especially when we're using sources that we're not 100% are reliable.
Yeah, because anyone can sign up for an account under any assumed name. As long as they got a valid email address, they're good.
Absolutely. And you're going to bring in issues of credibility when you continuously use these sources and deem them, you know, valid and credible. And I think that when you bring in this new media, you have to be just extremely careful and filter it out very well, and I don't think it should become a leading source of news for us.
Yeah, I think the reliability is certainly in question. I think it's certainly information where there's a lack of information. So in a lot of cases, Twitter, I think, can be a good thing in these emergency situations because at least you're getting some information out of there. You have to take it with a grain of salt, but Twitter works when the power goes out. And Twitter works even in a lot of cases where there's a country whose government limits the amount of information that comes out. So it is, I think, in absence of information, at least it's some information. At the same time, I don't know if, you know, any major breaking news story, earthquakes, whatever it is, you know, it's not like CNN does a fantastic job of filtering out all the early information either. I think in almost every major disaster or every major breaking news story, the early information is often incorrect.
A lot of times what I see, especially on Twitter too, when something comes out where the, you know, the rumors spread like wildfire, there's just as many tweets out there that are quelling the rumor or setting the story straight. So if you are following, like for instance, you know, when Tiger Woods had his issues happening, there's a lot of tweets talking about what they thought happened, and a lot of them that if you kind of followed it, you got the right picture eventually. It didn't take long before you knew what was really going on as far as, well, as much as anybody knew, at least.
It kind of self-edits.
Yeah, that's yeah. Exactly right. It self-edits itself.
When you guys have your lists of followers, mm-hmm. What's the best way that you manage them? How do you control who is following you? What's your own personal guidelines? I mean, are you just open to the world? Do you always have to? Do you want to be in total control of who's seeing your updates?
I think it's important to manage your privacy settings within Facebook, and because right away when you sign up for Facebook, the whole world can see who you are. So you want to go in and make sure that you can't be found in Google, or limit your access to how publicly known you want to be found. In Twitter, I actually allow myself to be found publicly because I like to get information more for news, like I said before. And so I find that's the best way. As far as setting up lists and groups, in Facebook, in Twitter, I use groups and their list feature. However, in Facebook, I set up groups within my friends so I can click on family and all my family members show up and I can see all their updates. I click on close friends and all those close friends show up. So I like that aspect about Facebook.
Yeah, you nailed it. That was.
Yeah, I would just add too. Like I said, it's on Twitter. I allow anybody to follow me who wants to, and I think Twitter still has a little bit more of a kind of an anonymous feel to it. And I said to somebody earlier, I said Facebook is kind of like stuff you'd only see in church, because really on Facebook now we've all got our family following us, we've all got coworkers, we might have clients following us. So certainly what you say on it, at least as far as I'm concerned, is a little bit more filtered. I'll probably pretty much say anything on Twitter. I think Twitter's more like bar talk. It's really just anything that pops into your head, you can throw out there. And again, I don't filter anybody who follows me on Facebook or Twitter. And like I said, I think it's just a matter of your messages you're sending out are largely determined by who's listening, or at least they should be.
And to kind of bounce off of that a little bit, I think, you know, your social profile is really your personal brand of yourself and how people are seeing you within the social world. They get a little deeper side into what you're really like. So be careful about what you're putting out there, or not be careful, depending on what you want your personal brand to be.
How difficult is it for a business to establish their brand through social media and to protect it?
I don't think it's not any more difficult probably to establish your brand via Facebook than it is to establish your brand through other media channels. I think it's the only thing is your brand on Facebook might not be the same. Like I said, I think Facebook allows you to have a little bit more of a personality. If you're a bank or something like that, you're advertising. I've had a bank client that they wanted to do nothing but crazy ads, and I said, you know, you can't be the wacky bank, because nobody's going to want to bank at the wacky bank. So you need to somewhat filter your messages when you're making TV or radio, perhaps. But in Facebook, you certainly need to still stay within your kind of your business model, but at the same time, you can have more of a personality. You can have a lot more interaction. That's really the whole idea behind social media, is to, like I said, build that community. And so your personality online doesn't necessarily have to be what it is through the rest of your marketing. Using Facebook isn't difficult to brand as long as you know what you're doing. Going out there, building a page, and just throwing stuff out there without any plan, without any strategy, is not going to build your brand. Or if it does, it's going to build something you don't want as a brand.
Yeah, and with some of our clients, we're seeing that and that again, where they come to us and they're like, we have a Facebook page, we have a Twitter page, and we're like, well, did you have a social strategy? Do you have a plan? And their answer is no. So before you get out there on these networks, make sure you take a step back and you say, what do we want to get out of these networks? Why do we even want to be out here? And think of a social strategy or a, what your messages are going to say when you become active on these profiles.
Is social media a good outlet for repairing a business's image or brand? I'm thinking specifically of Toyota right now and all their recalls. They've had a lot of national media buys, specifically TV, where they're saying, you know, these cars are safe, et cetera, et cetera. Can social media enhance that, or is this not the time to use social media to try to fix an issue? It's more to promote the positive instead of trying to repair the negative.
No, I think it can be used both ways. I think the way to look at social media is not only as your only media outlet, but use it as part of another tool, a part of that marketing toolbox, and kind of use it with all your other print and all your other sources of mediums.
I think crisis communication, when you're fixing a problem, the biggest part about fixing that problem is the communication aspect of it. You have to be able to really touch your clients and be in touch with them, and you have to be able to know what they're saying about you. And that comes with filtering, you know, the internet, and definitely using social media to see what exactly is going on with your clientele. It's a great way to stay in touch. It's a great way to try to, you know, put a Band-Aid on it.
I think you also have to realize, though, that when you go into the social media field, you're inviting comment and you're inviting response back from the people you're talking to. So it's important to be honest and forthcoming in your communications. If, you know, back to the Toyota example, if they start feeding us lines that we know simply isn't true, or they start claiming there are no problems with the Toyotas at all, there's going to be a lot of backlash in the social world as well, and they're making it more easily accessible to do that.
Yeah, and the thing to remember, too, is that on Facebook and Twitter, these people have chosen to follow you. They've already shown some loyalty to you. It's not like you're sending out a broadcast message via radio, et cetera, to the masses. You're only broadcasting to people who have already chosen to follow you. So they've already shown this loyalty to your company. And in most cases, there's going to be some negative feedback whenever you're out in social media. But at the same time, there's negative feedback out there. You might as well be hearing it. The other thing is that, right back to what Paul said, if you're not genuine, you're dead. If you come out with a lawyered statement, even via Facebook and Twitter, you're going to lose followers, you're going to lose loyalty. And again, you're going to lose loyalty among people who have already chosen to be loyal to you.
When the internet first came out all those many years ago, of course, there were the naysayers that said, this will never last. Print is the way to go. Everyone stick with print. Internet will never last. Well, we know how that turned out. Some of the same comments are coming out now about social media. It's you know, even more quickly adopted than the internet at this point. Is it just the next big flash in the pan? Is social media here to stay? It's obviously, I think it's safe to say it's not going to stay in the same form it is right now. Everything evolves over time. But is this something that has longevity? Is social media sustainable?
I think social media will be sustainable. As Lon said, it's not going to be in the same form. It might not be Facebook. It might not be Twitter eventually in 10 years down the road. But I think the conversation online between people and just not a news outlet just for companies promoting, but now actually the conversation, I think the conversation online is here to stay.
I agree. I think too many people are using it. I think that's too engaging. It's too consuming for people to be able to just simply give it up. It's growing as far as businesses using it. It's growing at a just incredible rate. It's becoming such a big part of the way businesses spend their money and the way they incorporate their advertising and their marketing. If it's here to stay, I think it'll be really beneficial.
I agree. I think it's too ingrained into our, you know, who we are now. I was reading online earlier today, there's 400 million Facebook users worldwide, and they finally beat Google in the amount of traffic that they've seen. And that's too much of a part of who we are and what we do for that to ever really go away.
I agree as well, and I think it's certainly, it's even changed the way we communicate with each other now. Email is starting to kind of fall down by the wayside, where we're sending direct messages, we're sending Facebook messages, we're communicating each other through these social networks. And it's really changing marketing, because it's really, marketing now is going to be much more user and customer created. You know, it used to be that people had an impression based on the advertising before they went into the business, but now that impression is being created by the people who have already been there themselves, and by your friends and family and the people you've chosen to follow. Those are the people who are creating the brand for the company now based on their user experience and not the advertising itself.
Very good. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today. If you listening at home have a question for any of the panelists here at the show, you can send an email to thepodcast@sundog.net. For Paul, Alyssa, Lee, and Cass the intern, this is Lon Keller for Sundog the Podcast. We'll see you next time, and thanks for listening.